Shalom, welcome. Parshat Pekudei. Pasuk says, Parak Lamed, Pasuk Mem Gimel, Vayar Moshe Kol Melacha. So Moshe saw all the work they did. Bezalel had done, was leader of the team, leader of all the work on the Mishkan. He saw all the work they do. Dinei Asu Ota, Kasher Tziva Hashem, Ken Asu, Vayivarech Otam Moshe. So he looks at it, and it's exactly what Hashem wanted. Exactly as Hashem commanded. They did it just right. So Moshe blesses them, Yisher Koach, for doing it just that. So the Netziv comments, we're in the second column, over here on the left on the first page, Buzzing Mem Gimel, Vayar Moshe, Yistakel Od B'chol Malacha. He looked again, V'nei Lepele Ve'inav. This was wonder in his eyes, Ki Asu Otak Asher Tziva Hashem, V'kabalot Sheval Peh. Just from verbally being told what to do, they figured it out. As we said it a few times in the commentary, and this is a wonder. Why? How is he going to teach them all the rules? And how is he going to teach them exactly how to do it without any mistakes? They didn't have time for that. He told them what to do, and they did it, and it was perfect without a chance to learn. So how did that happen? Nasa b'koach b'tzalel, shaya b'tzalel, b'kiven me'atzmo hilchon ha'mishkan. He, b'tzalel, what does the word b'tzalel mean? Not the onion of God, but he was in the shadow of God. And he was able to figure out by introspection the laws of the Mishkan. K'mosh yada Moshe, as Moshe knew them, as the Yerushalmi Peah says. That's what we learn from this pasuk. When Tosefta Miminachot Tanya Vayar Moshe Kasher Tziva Hechan Tziva, where did he? How did they do exactly what he commanded? What was the command? The command was V'asuli Mikdash Shechanti B'Tochan. Moshe is saying they did exactly as I commanded them. How do they know what he commanded them? He said, "Make a Mikdash that I can live in." Hela Tana Beber Makrash Sherau Shasu Kol Dovar Lishmo. He saw they did everything properly. But open shira oihu lashrad ashtina, in the way that is best fitting in order for the shtina to come. Where did he say that this is how they should do it? All he did was give the general rules. And they did, Mitzalah did introspection and figured out exactly what it was that Hashem wanted. And therefore, Moshe saw that it was what Hashem wanted. And he said, Yasher Koach, you did that. And so Moshe was so surprised about how they were able to do that. And how indeed was he able to do that? The Netziv is saying that he worked on it, he immersed himself in this work, he did such thorough introspection that he was able to figure out exactly the best way, exactly what Hashem wanted. I think this would be what you would term the zone. Okay? He was in the zone.
Groove.
He was in the groove. He had a hot streak. In an NBA Jam that I played as a kid, he's on fire. Right? He's heating up. Okay? So, this was what... So how is that possible? So I thought an idea was related to something I once heard regarding the Rabbi Akiva story. The Gemara in Ksuvah Daf Samach Bet Amud Bet towards the bottom says that Rabbi Akiva Raya the Ben Kalba Savuav. He was the shepherd of Kalba Savuah. Kalba Savuah was this very rich man. Chazite Barte, the daughter of Kalba Savuah, Rachel, saw the Havatzani O'Mali. She saw there was some nice qualities to Rabbi Akiva. If I get married to you, Azalt the Bay Rav, will you go to the base medrash to learn Torah? He didn't know anything at that point. Amrle in, he said yes. They secretly married. Vishadarte, and she sent him off to the base medrash. Shamavua, the father heard, this rich man, his daughter is now married to his shepherd. What a disgrace to the family. After me Beite kicked her out of the house, Adra Nam and Netze swore she should get no hana. Azul Yativ Trey Sari Shannon, he went and learned 12 years in the base Bebe Rav, in the base Medrash. So now he's done with 12 years. She'd set him for 12 years. He comes home. Kiata, Aitibade, Trey Sari Alfei Talmide. And he brought with him 12,000 students. Shamei, as he's approaching the house, he hears a conversation. Lahu Saba de Kamarla. This man is saying to his wife, Ad kama kam in daveret almanot chayim. Why are you acting like a widow during your lifetime? Meaning, you're sure he's coming back to you? He spent all this time learning. You're sure, you know, why not marry? You married the shepherd, probably was the premise. Why don't you marry somebody appropriate? Get out of this. Amrale, she says, if you would listen to me, Yatu Trey Sari Shani Achrini, I would have him learn 12 more years. Amar, Rabbi Kiva says to himself, Vershutka Avinna, I'm doing it with her permission. Hadar Azov Yatu Trey Sari Shani. He went and learned another 12 years. What doesn't it say?
He went inside.
He didn't go inside. Correct. He didn't stop to say hello. He didn't. Here you are. Okay, now I'm going for another 12 years. Let me stay a few nights. Now, the explanation I heard for this is that in Odome, 24 years straight to two separate 12-year periods. That's the importance, just the sikha that I heard, of staying in yeshiva for Shabbos. Meaning, you get to learn 2 weeks in a row rather than two separate one-week periods. And it is that much greater. It's not just quantitatively greater. It's qualitatively greater. When you're able to get in the zone, you're able to get into a groove, you're able to maintain this rhythm and this ability because you're doing it for so long. I want to add one point. This I didn't hear there, but I once heard that the counterfeit experts on dollar bills. So I may have read it in an article or I may have heard it, but somebody asked them, how do you stay in touch with, you know, make sure you're aware of every kind of fake dollar bill? There's so many different ones and so many different ways to forge it. So how do you stay on top of that? And the expert said to him, we don't look at any of the counterfeit ones. We stay immersed in the authentic ones. We are constantly analyzing and holding the real one. And we're looking at it from every single angle. And we're just staring at it intently for hours a day. Such that when we come across a fake one, we know it instantaneously. Because something isn't sitting right. Because we're so used to seeing how it is. And I think that's the explanation, first of all, for Das Torah. When people go to ask a rabbi for a question, he's immersed in Torah, and he's able to learn, and he's so immersed and constantly surrounded by Torah, that when he comes across an idea that's not Torah-dick, he's able to look at it and feel it out right away and go, that's counterfeit, that's not Torah-dick, that's inauthentic. But I think that's the answer of what Bezalel did. Bezalel so immersed himself in this work of Adana Mishkan, just trying to figure out what Hashem wanted. And he spent so much time in the zone that he was able to perfect it to the point that he didn't have to ask a whole ton of questions to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is why Moshe Rabbeinu was so surprised. Moshe Rabbeinu comes, looks at the inspection of the Mishkan, figured he'd have to say, tear down this wall, make this change, and it was perfect. So many lessons we can learn about the importance of continual learning, about continually immersing ourselves in mitzvot and letting that be the time when we perfect ourselves, when we think about ourselves, is when we are so immersed, that is when we're able to give the proper thought, to have the proper intuition to make life decisions. Sometimes people come to me about life decisions, so I tell them, make them in a week when you're learning well, rather than in a week that you were on Bein HaZmanim. That's not the time to make the decision. Make the decision when you're learning well. That way you can be sure that you're making it with a clear, proper mind, not tempted by something else that could be leading you astray. So, Shmizocha.